Okay, I'm here with Charlie Beckett at the launch event for the philanthropy and social media paper that Indigo Trust have funded. Charlie, do you just want to briefly introduce yourself and talk about your interest in the field?
Yeah, I'm a journalist, and I run a media think tank at the London School of Economics called Polis. And we're really interested in the way that media changes, but as it changes, how that impacts on society. So we're interested in this event because this report shows how people can use social media to try and improve development, try and improve people's lives. So we're really interested in that intersection between media, how it changes, and how you can use that to change society.
Yeah, and in the report, it talks about some of the best examples of how social media have been used. So things like the It Gets Better project in America. What are the best examples of using social media for social change that you've seen?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that each one is different. So, we love the way that something like My Society can open up data. We love the way that one of our speakers tonight, Natalie McDermott, talking about how she used social media in prisons even. Each one of those is different, though. So I think whilst there's bits that we all love, I think for everyone it's a personal and a very local and specific thing about what works in those conditions. So, and, of course, then there are the big things, the big things like Twitter, which is now forming a kind of background to all this stuff. So the way I look at it is that media and social media is now a kind of environment that we're now operating in, and it's a question of what works for you. So I really love Mumsnet. I'm not a mum, but I think it's an extraordinary example of how you can have what is quite a big thing, actually. But if you go on those forums and if you look at the stuff they're doing, a lot of it is quite local. I don't mean just by the area, but by the subject interest. So what I just love the diversity of the whole thing, really.
That's great. And you mentioned Twitter briefly. And obviously this paper's aimed mainly at philanthropists who, in some cases, run a slightly more traditional, or they have a more traditional way of working, and are maybe slightly apprehensive about getting involved in things that they consider, not appropriate for their work, or that they are unsure about how they can use them. What would your message be to those sorts of philanthropists and those sorts of organisations?
Well, in a sense, be scared, be very scared. I think it's fair enough that I come from a very traditional journalistic background. And when I started encountering this weird thing called the internet, let alone social media and Twitter and all that stuff, it made me have to rethink what journalism was about. And I think that's true of philanthropy. I think that it is challenging. You can't run away from this. If you're going to get involved in this, and I think ultimately you do have to get involved because it's the way the world is talking to each other, you do have to get involved at some point. But I think you do also have to be realistic. This is not some evangelical conversion experience. This is about you thinking, how does your organisation relate to people generally? How do you communicate generally? And how might these social media platforms enable you to do that better? So I think, come in, the water is lovely, but yeah, sure, make sure you can swim and make sure why you're doing it in the first place.
That's great. Thanks for joining us.